Today's shiur is Masechta Kedushin Daf Nun Tes. We will begin on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis after the Mishnah to Gemara. The Mishnah discussed a case where Ha'im L'Chaveroi, somebody asked somebody else, say the Kadeshli, please go and do Kedushin for me with a certain woman. And he went, instead of doing Kedushin with that woman on his own, on behalf of the person who sent him, the halacha is, what he did was, he went and married her himself. It says the Gemara, when the Mishnah told us that it's considered a valid Kedushin. Tana, Masha Asa Asui, says the Gemara in explaining, says the Brisa in explaining how the halacha looks at what just happened here. What was done is considered valid. Elish Nagba, meaning a Ramos, he didn't act in a proper way. The Tana Didon, and actually says the Gemara, that our Tana supports, if we learn the Mishnah carefully, our Mishnah also supports that understanding of what just happened here. The Tana Didon, Holach Namik Tani. The Mishnah used the word Holach. What does the Mishnah want to tell us, Holach, that he went? It says the Mishnah, Holach Beremos, that he went and acted improperly in accepting to be a shliach for somebody, and then doing it, and then instead of doing what he was asked to do, he took it, he married her herself. So the Ritva says that even though this person could claim that what he did was with a proper intention, he wanted to marry this woman in order to fulfill the mitzvah puravu, that's the Gemara is still teaching us that that is not the way mitzvahs are performed. The mitzvahs are performed in a proper manner. And doing mitzvah in such a manner of remorse is not the way to fulfill a mitzvah. The Cheshuke Chemet brings a fascinating story. He says there was a shatchan that heard that there was a wonderful girl, and he wanted to have that girl marry his son. But this girl was declining to marry the shatchan's son, because she thought that there's a better boy that is being mentioned to her. So what he did was that this better boy just met the girl, and he then went and told that boy who met this girl terrible, terrible things about this girl. When this boy heard these terrible things about this girl, he stopped seeing her, because he said to himself, I'm not going to see and be interested in marrying a girl that has these issues with her. Of course, they were all just not true. Then the shatchan had arranged that this girl should meet his son. And even though, as I said, she really wasn't so anxious to meet that boy, because she thought that he wasn't just what she was looking for, but because she saw that this other boy was no longer interested in him, in her, she agreed to meet this boy. Then the first boy, who had stopped seeing her, heard that she's really a wonderful girl, but by the time he heard that she was a wonderful boy, a girl, and everything that he had heard about her was just not true. The question is that was he wanted to meet her again, but she was already met the first person. So the Gemara just spoke about somebody who's Nog Minig Ramos. So Duran asks, anybody who learns the Mishnah understands that what was done in our Mishnah is highly improper. Why does the Gemara come to teach us with saying Nogba Minig Ramos? So the Ran gives two explanations. One is that we would think that because he acted in such an improper manner, maybe this should be a situation of Afkin Rabbanon L'Kedusha Minei, the Rabbanon should annul that marriage. So the Gemara teaches us that even though it's a minig ramos, but it's not a good enough reason to annul a marriage. Another answer the Ran gives is that if she would have known what happened, she might not have agreed to marry him. And still, the Mishnah is saying he acted improperly, but the Kedushin is still a valid Kedushin. So in our Gemara, in our case, it's maybe worse than just the Ramos. Because here, he was lied to. The Ran gives two examples. Both the answers of the Ran only speak about somebody not disclosing information. Maybe we should apply Afkin Rabbana L'Kedushim Minei, which of course is something that we've mentioned Chazal are very reluctant to do. But here, it's much worse. Here, this Shatchin actively lied in order to make that she should meet and agree to marry his son. And because of that, the Cheshukei Chemetz considers that when somebody actively did something which represents a lie, in such circumstances, that it's more than minig ramos, and that they can make a claim that this whole engagement is a mekachtos. Ask the Gemara. Mishnah Hocha, ask them why in our Mishnah the Ktanya Oimel Chaveri. Why does our Mishnah use that Ha'oimel Chaveri, but he doesn't call him a Shliach? Mishnah Hosam, we learn in the Mishnah that on Daf Nun, where the Mishnah says, Haktani Ha'oimel Shluchai. If somebody says, Save a Kaddish to Isha Plainis with Makam Plaini, if somebody asks somebody to be Makanish a woman for him in a certain location, V'holach V'kitchim Makam Acharim, and instead of doing as he was told, he was Makadish or elsewhere, the Loch is Enem Kadeshis. Why, asked the Gemara, in our Mishnah is he called Chaveroi, and in that Mishnah he's called Shluchai. Answers the Gemara, Hacha Ravusa Kamashalan, Vahasam Ravusa Kamashalan. Each Mishnah represents a specific Chiddush. Hacha Ravusa Kamashalan, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is, the Tana Shluchai, if our Mishnah would have used the word Shluchai, Havamina Shluchu Ha'adavarmai. If the Shliach took her for himself, as we've been learning, he did Ramaz. The Samchadate, the Mishaleach, relied on the Shliach. Sover, he was convinced. Avadli Shlichusoi, I asked him to be my Shliach, and he was convinced that he's going to do as he was asked for. Aval Chaveroi, but if it's only Chaveroi, he didn't appoint him to be a Shliach. Like Samchadate, so there isn't the same level of reliance. Maybe that shouldn't be considered Emeloi Havramoi. So the Mishnah is teaching us that as soon as I ask somebody to do something for me, I have a right to expect that he's going to do as he was asked. And if not, he's a Ramoi. And Hassam, in that Mishnah, Ravus Kamashim, on the way to understand that Mishnah, Ditan Emel Chaveroi, if we would have learned in that Mishnah, Emel Chaveroi, Hava Minu Chaveru, who the key Kitchen Makam Acher, that if I ask somebody to do me a favor, be Makadish the woman on my behalf, and then he was Makadish or elsewhere, that's where the halacha will be Einam Kadeshis. The Savalai Tarach, hence he's not really my appointed Shliach, so I could assume he's going there anyway, so therefore, if he'll find her, it's not a big issue to be Makadish. Einam, but if he made him a Shliach, is a much higher level of designation. Avol l'shluach l'shlucha de torach ema mara makam huloi. That could be that he just showed him. He said, "I think that's where you could find this girl." But if she's not there, find her somewhere else. Kamash Malan, that if he designated a space, he set a space. Well, if he set a place where he wants the kedushin take place, it should only take place in that place. And as Rashi explains, going back to the Gemara when we learned that Gemara, because person wanted the Kedushin to take place in that location because he knew in that location there are people who like him and will say nice things about him, and that will encourage the woman whom he wants to marry to marry him. Says the Mar Ravin Chizda Ozla Kedush Le Itis Elebrei. Ravin Chizda went to be Mekadosh a woman on behalf of his son, and then instead of taking her for himself, Bekitcha Lenatzen. So the Rishonim will ask that we learned. Taisus asks that we learned earlier in the Masefta, like Chotzef Inish L'Shavi Shluchei L'Avua, a person wouldn't take his father to be his shliach. So how do we understand this Gemara where Ravin Chizda is acting as a shliach to be Mekadosh a woman on behalf of his son? So Taisus explains that he never made his father a shliach. What happened here was he just mentioned to his father, I'd like to be mekadosh that woman. And then the father on his own went to that woman. Says the Gemara, and the kitchla nafsha, and he took her for herself. Asked the Gemara, Vatanya, here we're calling him Ravin Chasida. He was a great person, and this is the way a great person act. Haven't we begun today's shir saying that Masha Osui Osui, that what is done is halachically acceptable, El Shinogba Nan Rumos? Says the Gemara, here it was a different situation. La Yavanile, the girl and her family did not want to marry Ravin Chasida's son. But asked the Gemara, Iboy Lilidua, should he have not notified his son, listen, I tried to get her marry you, and she refused. Ad Hachi, says the Gemara, Sava Ravin Chizda didn't wait for that because he was concerned. Ad Hachi Vahachi, Asa Inish Achrinim Akadishla, that while he'll go back to his son and notify him, somebody else will marry her, and then he wouldn't have her either. So the Ritva asks, the Gemara Masechet Ma'akotin says, that B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim Baskol Yoytzes, every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces a Baskol V'Emeris, Bas Ploini L'Ploini, that this is the Shidduch. So how can a person be worried about that he won't, that the Shidduch won't happen? If it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen. So Ritva says, one Teresh Ritva says, is that, as the Gemara Ma'akotin taught us, there's a difference between the Zivik Rishon, a person's first marriage, and a Zivik Sheni, and a person's second marriage. Here we're speaking about the second marriage. The Bas Kol doesn't reflect the second marriage. That's one Teretz Ritva says. Another Teretz Ritva says is there's a concept of Shem Yikadmenu Barachman, that a person, through his tefillah, always has the ability to change things. And even though maybe this woman was supposed to be the woman that he's supposed to marry, that somebody else will daven, and that's how she'll get that, and that's how that person will get this kala. And the Miri says that even though we know and believe that there's a bas kol, it's still our obligation, says the Miri, to do whatever we can. And therefore, if doing whatever we can includes getting engaged, we want to get engaged to a certain woman as quickly as possible and not wait. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Babachana Yavle Zuzi L'Rav. Rabbi Babachana gave money to Rav. Omar, Zavna Nile L'Hai Ara, please purchase this property on my behalf. Ozel and Rav went, Zavna L'Nafshe, he bought it for himself. Asked the Gemara Tanya, how could Rav acted this way? As we've been learning, Masha Osi Osi, halachically what he did is acceptable. El Shanar Bar Minigramos, it's not the way we're supposed to behave. Answers the Gemara, Ba'agma Dalima Havaleh. This property was in the neighborhood of strong people that were very particular who they wanted as a neighbor. L'Rav Na'agbe Kovid. They treated Rav with respect, and that's why they were prepared to accept Rav as a neighbor in the neighborhood. L'Rav Ababachano La'agbe Kovid, and that's why they didn't accept him as a neighbor. But ask the Gemara, Ibayli Ladui, shouldn't have Rav notified Rabbi Babachana that he's buying it for himself because they refuse it to sell it to him? Answers the Gemara, the reason he didn't do so, because Ada Hochi Vahochi, he was concerned until he would get the information to Rabbi Babachana, also in a Shachrina Zavala. Somebody else would have bought it, and he would lose out on a property that if Rabbi Babachana can't get, at least let him have. Says the Gemara, Rav Gidl have a mahapak behi ara. Rav Gidl was negotiating to buy a certain property. Also, Rav Abba Zavna. And instead of him buying it, Rav Abba went and bought it. Also, Rav Gidl Kable. So Rav Gidl went to complain to Rav Zeira. To complain to Rav Zeira that he should help him. Also, Rav Zeira v'kavle Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. And Rav Zeira went to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha to complain. And from here, says the Chafetz Chaim, a very important lesson, that even though we would assume that this is Lashon Hara, the halacha is that if I think that by reporting something to somebody else, it could bring a to'elus, it could be of help to me, then the halacha is that's not considered Lashon Hara. So even though what it looks like Lashon Hara, and it shouldn't be said, at least without both parties there. If I feel that this could help right the wrong, then I have a right to say it. Amalei, so Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka said to Rabbi Zeira, Hamtein, let's wait. Achiyalu etzelen l'ragel. Rabbi Abba, would we visit us every yontav, as the halach is, chayv odom l'hagba p'nei rabbi b'regel. A person has to visit his Rebbe on yontav. So I know on yontav will come visit me. Kisalik, so when Rabbi Abba came to visit him, Achchei, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka met him, Amalei, and he said to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka said to Rabbi Abba, on amabak barara. He was trying to purchase this property. How did you do this? So he asked him, what is the halacha of ani hamapik barara if somebody's trying to purchase a property? Or ba achven notli man, and somebody else grabs it away. My, what is the halacha? Amalei, such a person is nikra rasha. It's considered a rasha. He took something that somebody else was negotiating for. So says the Gemara, velamar. So if that's the case, my time over hachi, why did you do so? Amalei, have a yadana. I didn't know. Says the Gemara, hashta namines. So if you realize now that you made a mistake, why don't you give it back? So he says the Gemara, hashta nami nesiv nalemar. Why don't you give back? Amalei, zavuni lemezbina lo. I refuse to sell it to him. Because the arakamaisahi, this is the first property that I ever bought. But like Samna Milsa, it's not a good sign for me to not hold on to the first property that I bought. Iboy, but if you want, but matana nishkalei, I'm willing to give it to him as a gift. Says the Gemara, Rav Gidl lenochesla. Rav Gidl refused to accept the gift because, as the pasuk says, v'soinim matanas yichya, one should decline taking gifts. Rav Abba lenochesla. Rav Abba never took the property. Mishum dehapach bar Rav Gidl, because it was a property that he unknowingly took away from Rav Gidl. And therefore what happened was, neither Rav Gidl nor Rav Abba ever used that property, and Miskaria became called Arad Rabbanon. So I saw two pshatim, what's called Arad Rabbanon. One pshat is, since nobody used it, it became a place that the Rabbanon used. Another pshat that I saw is that because they couldn't come to a decision what to do with this property, they left it, they gave it to the Rabbanim, they gave it to the yeshivas, talmidim, said, you use it. So here we have the famous sugya of Onim Mahapak B'charora. So Rashi explains that if something is hefker, and I'm trying to get it, and you try, and you grab it away, that's called Onim Mahapak B'charora. The Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, says that that's not called Onim Mahapak B'charora. He says, because the Ani Ma'apach B'charora is only in a case where there's something to purchase. So if I'm looking to purchase it, you have no right to try to interfere. You purchase something else. But something that there's only one of, there's only one object that's Hefker. If I get it, I can't say to you, I'll take something else. Then that's not called Ani Ma'apach B'charora. So Tosfos himself asks on Rabbeinu Tam's opinion that the Gemara Baba Basra teaches us that mechikim an adag k'moli ritzis adag, that if somebody is fishing, I have to keep my net away from his net, the amount that it takes for a certain distance. But fish in the water are hefker, and what Tosfos says by hefker, there's no ani hamapach b'charora, Rabbeinu Tam says. So Rabbeinu Meir, the father of the Rabbeinu Tam, explains that if I put out my net first, so you coming and putting your net where I put my net, that's a whole different situation. Another teretz that Tosfos and Baba Basra suggest is that when there's plenty of fish available, so why do you have to go after the fish that I'm trying to get? In other words, as we explained, when we speak about something which is hefker, one object is hefker, so you won't be able to get it. It's not available. But when there's plenty available, then the halacha is that even though it's hefker, it's considered anihak b'charora. The Ran says that the halacha of anihak b'charora only applies to poor people. Poor people have a hard time getting something, So taking something away from a poor person is what the Gemara just described as onimapa b'charora. But if the person that we're speaking about is an asher, is a wealthy person, then there's no concept of onimapa b'charora because he doesn't have to get this. He could get something else. Tosfos continues to say that based on this halacha of onimapa b'charora, that it's unethical for a teacher to present himself for employment for a position that was already fulfilled by another teacher, because that's called onimapach b'charora. So says that's Mitzvah Yosef, just like someone may not intervene to stop if somebody's trying to get something, to try to get it yourself, so too is the halacha that even if my friend was interviewing for a job, I should back off from even interviewing for that job if he's interviewing for the job. But the Atmos Yosef himself points out that that's not what it seems Tosfos is saying. Because Tosfos is saying I can't try to get it after he already was offered the position. But before he was offered the position, it seems Tosfos would hold I could try. So the Maritz says that since teaching positions in those times where decent salaries were hard to come by, says Tosfos, it would not be wrong for me to try to get the job before somebody else got the job. And again, the reason being, according to Tosfos, since there's only few such jobs available, then me trying to get the job is not considered onimapa b'charora. Only in a case, says the Marit in Tosfos, where I already got the job. So even though it's a hard job to come by, but once I got the job, that's considered onimapa b'charora. The Shas HaTshuva Space of Ephraim discusses where somebody wants to open up a store, which is competition to another store. And the halacha is, and what is that going to be considered Ani Mahapa Bechararo? And he says that the halacha is that when we live in a place and time where competition is part of the way we live, and not only is it part of the way we live, it's actually perhaps encouraged. So if you open up a store in a busy section where there are many such stores, or in a place where that's the district for those kind of shops, that's not called the onimapa b'charora. Ramosha, Shas Chuvas Igros Moshe Chelik Aleph Simit Tzadik Aleph, discusses if there's a woman, a girl who's already engaged to someone else, can I try to convince that girl to marry me? So says Ramosha, as long as this girl is not formally engaged to the other individual, then the halacha is that I could try to get her. And as we're learning in our shiur today, it's not considered a violation of ani mapa b'charora because this woman is this woman. Anybody else is not that woman. And if I think that this woman is a very good girl and a girl that I most suitable for myself, I can't. Nobody could say, "Well, you should marry someone else." The someone else is not the person who I am interested in, and since that's not the person that I'm interested in, that wouldn't be a violation of onimapa b'charora. It's very, very much in line with what Tosfos says. However, of course, says Tosfos that once the girl is married, once the girl is engaged, even if they didn't have a formal kinyan or a formal erusin, that is that onimapa b'charora. The Shas HaTshuvas Meram Rattenberg, the Chasam Sofer, quotes that Shas HaTshuvas, says, at what point does it become onimapa b'charora? He says that if there's something for sale and somebody asks the price, that isn't considered onimapa b'charora. Onimapa b'charora is only when the formal deal is about to happen. That's only considered, that and then only is it considered onimapach b'charora. The Gemara here also introduced another concept. And that was the concept that Reb Zeira said, that this is the first sale that I ever did, and I don't want to give it up. So the Paiskim discuss this halacha of somebody giving up his first sale. Is that something that we should try to avoid? Number one, the Paiskim discuss that maybe this is only in a situation of karka, as our Gemara is speaking about. By metantlin, there is no problem. Moreover, I saw the Rav Ozon Zatzal suggest that if somebody particularly is selling his apartment so he could buy a larger apartment, Baruch Hashem, he's outgrown his first apartment, that isn't considered that the bad sign of selling your first apartment. And Bechlal, Rav Ozon says that he doesn't see that people Bezman Hazeh have this minig of not selling the first, not giving up their first deal. But I did see a very nice vart. The Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, says, Amar Rav Zeira B'Tamei Rav Chanina Bar Papa, Bar Re'esh Loike Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bas V'Dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like people. Midas Bas V'Dam, Adam Moicher Chavetz L'Chaveri, if somebody sells something to someone else, Moicher Otzeiv, the seller is not happy, the Lekeach Sameach, but the buyer is happy. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einu Ken, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. Nosom Tayr Lev Yisrael, He gave Klai Yisrael the Torah of the Sameach. Shnama, Kelekech Toiv, Nusati Lachem, Terosa El Tezoivu. So the Gra asks in the Sefer Gal Elio that the Gemara over there is saying that people are upset about selling something. So ask the Gra, is that true? Do people get upset for selling things? People who own businesses to sell all the time. So answers the Gra, our Gemara just taught us that selling to something which is your first transaction, l'masamna milsa, is not something that people are happy about. The pasuk says, Hashem kanani darkoi, that the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in the world was Torah. And since the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in the world is Torah, that's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy to give up. And since that's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy to give up, that's something people, as we're learning now, are not happy to give up. That's why the Gemara points out how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't that way and he was ready to give us the Torah. The Gemara now introduced another concept, and that is the concept of Sinei Matanis Yichya. Says the Magen Avos, so we just learned that we received the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're supposed to be happy. Kelekech toiv nusati lechem. We're supposed to be happy that we received the Torah. So why is our Gemara, but here, we're not supposed to be happy about getting gift. So the Magen Avraham says that if somebody takes a gift, he shouldn't be happy about taking gifts. Sonim etanus yechya. But what Klal Yisrael was saying in the receiving of the Torah is that we're prepared to receive Torah as a gift, even though we recognize that receiving a gift is not something that we want to do, but it was worth it to us just to get the Sefer Torah. The Chidah in the Shas Tshuvas Chaim Shaul tells us a following situation. The halacha is that somebody's allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to be able to marry a wife. But somebody else told somebody, so somebody was prepared to sell his Sefer Torah in order to find a wife. And the person, because he needed the funds, he had no other way financially able to get married. And somebody saw his situation and he says, don't sell your Sefer Torah. I will give you a gift, the amount of money you need to get married. So now we have a very interesting Shiloh. On one hand, we're supposed to avoid selling Sefer Torah. On the other hand, as our Gemara just taught us, Sinei Matanis Yichya, we're supposed to avoid getting gifts. What is the halacha? He says that of course he should accept the gift and not sell the Sefer Torah. He says that our Gemara says that Sinei Matanis Yichya is only in a situation where all things are being equal. I could avoid, I don't have to do anything wrong. So of course a person, Tzayin Matanas Yichis, should avoid taking a gift. But certainly in a situation where it's a mitzvah, not to sell a Sefer Torah, then of course Tzayin Matanas Yichis. I saw that Reb Moshe Sternberg Shlita and the Mayadim Vizmanim asks an interesting question. It comes up on Purim. On Purim, of course, people give Shalach Manas, people receive Shalach Manas, and the question he discusses, is it appropriate that someone who receives Shalach Manas should also give back Shalach Manas to the person from whom he received Shalach Manas? Because by not giving Shalach Manas to the person from whom he received the Shalach Manas, maybe he's violating Tzayin Matanas Yichya. Says Rav Moshe Sternberg, as our Gemara just taught us, Tzayin Matanas Yichya, as the Chidah just taught us, that even though there's a concept of Tzayin Matanas Yichya, we don't apply the concept of Tzayin Matanas Yichya in a case where it's a mitzvah. So since, as we're learning now, Shalach Manas, giving Shalach Manas, receiving Shalach Manas, all involves the performance of the mitzvah of Shalach Manas. Under such circumstances, we don't apply the concept of Tzayin Matanas Yichya. We learned that if somebody lent money to a woman, and then he says, I want to be Mekadeshu, we learned this Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin. He says, I want to be Mekadeshu with that money. The halacha is that the kedushin is not a valid kedushin, because money that's given to someone is given with the understanding that it's going to be spent. So the kedusha kesef means that the husband gives the wife something of substance. He's not giving her anything, and therefore, if somebody asks the woman to hold on to something, a pikadon on his behalf, and then he does kedushin with that pikadon, if the woman has a shava prut of that pikadon, she's mekadeshes, because that wasn't money that was meant to spend. Says the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, v'kayma imel isha skachli, if somebody says to a wife, be mekam kadeshes to me after 30 days, and someone else was mekadesher before that 30-day date, she will be married to the second person. Says the Gemara, but what will be the halacha if loy ba'ach v'kitcha b'toch shloshim yoyim? If no one else interferes and is mekadesh the woman before day 30, mahu, what will be the din then? Rav Shmuel d'amr tavayu. Rav and Shmuel both are of the opinion that she will be mekadeshes. V'afapi she nisachlu hamos. Even though that money that was originally given to her at the beginning is no longer extant. Ask the Gemara my tama. Says the Gemara, why? Says the Gemara, hani zuzi, this money is loyla milva dhamma v'loyla pekada dhamma, cannot be compared neither to a milva nor to a pekada. And the Gemara explains, no milva l'pekada loy dhamma, pekada b'shus d'mara kumas akli. The pekadin were being used by the first person with permission, and therefore by the wife with permission, and therefore if none of it is, if there's nothing left here, so then the kedushin won't be a kedushin. Hani, but in our case, b'shusa d'dokiv sakli, the husband gave the wife the money. And since the husband gave the wife the money, the understanding was that that money is going to be there at day 30. And since the money is going to be there at day 30, and even if she used it, it doesn't make a difference. She used it, but with the understanding that that money that is there to affect the kedushin. And in fact, there's a fundamental difference, explains Rashi. Rashi explains, when we speak about the money that was given Haitzah for Milva, so the understanding is that that money becomes hers. What do I mean when I say it becomes hers? It's hers to use for herself, not to be used for any other purpose. But here in our case, it wasn't used for that. It wasn't used for that purpose. It was used that she should hold on to it. Moreover, the Rishonim point out that this discussion that the Gemara is having here now is only by kedusha kesef. But what would be the halacha if it was kedusha shtar? And he said, I'm being mekadesh you with a shtar, but the kedushin should only be effective on day 30. There the halacha will actually be that if she doesn't have the shtar at that point anymore, the kedushin will not be a valid kedushin. Ask the Gemara, Lamel Vanamiloi Dami, Mivloi Tzonditnu, Hani Bataris Kedushin Yavnala. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Loi Bach Vekacha, if nobody came, so during these 30 days, nothing happened, no one else was Makadashar. But she retracted, Chazaba, she originally agreed to take the money and a day 30 be become Kedushin, but she retracted before day 30 came. Mahu, Wawa Biralocha. Rabbi Yochanan Machazer, she has light to retract because Rabbi Yochanan says, what is the mechanics, so to speak, of that retraction? Also, Dibur Mevatel Dibur. The original Kedushin was done by her verbally accepting, and now she has a right to back off. One Dibur cannot undo a Dibur, and once she agreed, the halacha is that she can't just back off with a Dibur itself. What about the husband? So the Meiri says that as far as the husband is concerned, there's no question that he could back off. The Rosh disagrees. And the Rosh says that the same machloikas we're having about the woman being able to back off and not being able to back off, the same question would apply to the man. Eser, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question to Rish Lakish. The halacha is that if a Baal Bos, if somebody appointed a shliach to take truma, to take off truma on his behalf, or beetle, and then this individual nullified the shliachis, the halacha is imachloi tarim, if he did so before he actually took off truma, beetle, what he did is valid, vein truma so truma, and if the shliach takes off truma, it's meaningless. So ask Rabbi Yochanan to Rish Lakish, isn't this a situation of Dibur v'dibuhu? He was first appointed as a shliach through a verbal designation, and then he was unappointed, and yet we see that the halacha is the kasei Dibur mevatel Dibur. Answers the Gemara, answers Rish Lakish, there are just two Diburs, the appointment and the unappointment. Here, Shani Nesinis Mas Yod Lisha. It wasn't just that he was Mekadoshar, he did something. He gave it a kasei of Kedushin. And that's considered kemaisa dami. And since it's considered like a maisa, the aloch is v'loy osu dibur mevatel dibur mevatel maisa. The aloch is that a dibur cannot be mevatel a maisa. So ask the Gemara another question that Rabbi Yochanan poses to Rish Lakish. Hashleach get lishta. If somebody sends a get to his wife, v'giyah b'shliach, and the husband meets the shliach, and the way to show him explain this Gemara, it's not only if he deliberately went out to find the shliach. Even if he just happened to meet him, and he tells him, I don't want you to be the shliach. Or she shalach l'akrav shliach, or he sends another shliach to meet up with the first shliach. Vamlai, and he tells the first shliach, get shenasatik lach batel hu, the get that I gave you, is the appointment that I made is null and void, harei ze batel. Ask the Gemara, v'nesinus get li shliach, giving the get to the shliach, is similar, ki nesinus mas, Lishadami, it's similar to giving the wife the money. And yet, the Mishnah tells us, raise a bottle. Answers the Gemara, Hasunami, call Kamdala Gutaliyadi. The husband might have given the get to the Shliach, but the wife didn't receive anything yet. It's still a Dibur. And therefore, it's a situation of Dibur v'dibuhu, and Rish Lakish agrees that also Dibur mevatel Dibur. Ask the Gemara. So now Rish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan the following question. Kol akelim yordam l'day tumason v'machshava. A keli can become a kabel tumma just with machshava. And the best example that I could give is a piece of leather. You could have a piece of leather that you want to use as a mat, or you could have a piece of leather that you want to make into a shoe. So if you wanted to use it as a mat, as soon as you have the piece of leather, it's what it was meant to be. If you want to make it into a shoe, that already requires more work. So the halacha is, what happens if you had a machshava that you want to use it as a mat? Then, oilam b'day tumason, and then you change your mind, el b'shinim ha'isa. Changing your mind alone is not enough. Because Maisa maisa b'day maisa, one act under another act. Machshava became miyan machshava, and a maisa certainly has the ability to undo a machshava. Machshava ain maitzi, but a machshava alone does not have the ability loy b'day maisa loy machshava. So over here, the question is, why and how could it be undone? Why can't you, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, ask the Rish Lakish, just undo it with a machshava? Says the Gemara, and the Gemara, Bishlam v'b'yad ma'isa loy mafka, d'loy asa dibur, u'mevatel ma'isa. El miyad machshava, why can't one machshava break another machshava? Answers the Gemara, shani machshava the tumah. Even though normally a machshava certainly should be able to be broken just with another machshava, just like dibur k'mevatel dibur, here it's when somebody has a machshavas to make something a keli, that's not just a machshava. That the halacha considers like a maisa. That means the Gemara is saying, as far as hilchas tum is concerned, the rules are very different. And a machshava alone has the same status as a maisa. The Gemara proves how we know that by tuma, machshava is equivalent to a maisa. Could Rav Papa tell me the Rav Papa taught us? Rav Papa Rami. The pasuk says, a very fundamental pasuk in the halachas of tuma. Pasuk says, "V'chiyut ma'im alzera, v'nafum v'naflasim olav tamei luchem." So pronunciation is "v'chiyutin," that fruit. In this halacha, the food is only mekabel tuma, only susceptible to tuma if it got wet with one of the sheva mashkin. V'ksiv, but the way the Torah writes it, it could be written ki yitain. It written the writes ki yitain when you put it. The Korean bay, kiyutan, when it fell on it. So these are very different definitions. Yite means that you deliberately made it wet. Yuta means it got wet. How case that? How do you reconcile this? Kiyutan dum yitain. My yitain, if I make something wet, it's because the nichle, I wanted to make it wet. Af yutan, the nichle. The fact that I wanted it to get wet, even though I wasn't the one that made it wet, makes it considered like I did it. So here we see that a machshava, as far as hilchas tum is concerned, is equivalent to a maisa. Says the Gemara, Ravid Masal Hashmat Aha. He learns the machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish regarding this subject. The Kainhi. That we learned in the Mishnah, and that we're going to learn in the Mishnah, that Ayin Tesam and Aleph. The Kainhi Shinos Rishus the Shluch Lakacha. A woman appointed a shliach to be Makadashar. For Halchahi Vikichis Atma. And in the interim, she went and was Mekadosh herself. So the halacha is imshalok kidma, if her kedushin came first, then her kedushin is a valid kedushin. Vimsha shlucha kadmai, but if her shliach's kedushin came first, then ain kedusha kedushin, then her act is irrelevant. Says the Gemara, a machlokes of Yochanan HaShlokesh, loy kitchas atzma, what would be the halacha that she was not Mekadosh herself? However, v'chazba, she retracted from the appointment of the shliach. Mahu, what will be the halacha? Rav Yochanan mechazeres, it's considered a retraction. Rish Lakish am enchazeres, it's not considered a retraction. And explains the Gemara. Rav Yochanan mechazeres, it's considered a retraction. That also dibur, she appointed the shliach verbally. Mevatel dibur, and she could verbally take away that appointment. Rish Lakish amar, she can't back off. So we see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could retract just with a dibur. According to Shlokish, you can't. So the Gemara sort of repeats itself to what we learned earlier. Rabbi Yochanan asked Shlokish, we learned in the Mishnah Masech Truma, Bitel, somebody appointed somebody to be a shliach, to take off Truma on his behalf, and then he retracted. If before the shliach took off truma, he retracted, then whatever the shliach does, ain't truma asa truma. So we see that asa dibur or mevatel dibur, the appointment could be undone. So ask Rabbi Yochanan to Rish Lakish, what are you going to say to that Mishnah? Amar Rava. So Rava explains, Hacha b'mayiskinen k'koin shekodin b'al bayis with Torah miskiriyoy. It's not just that he unappointed, he retracted on the appointment. He did much more. He took his truma by himself. So now, by taking truma himself, havle maisa, that represents a maisa. Everybody, of course, even Rish Lakish agrees that a maisa is mevatel dibur. Ace Rish Lakish, so now Rish Lakish asks on Rabbi Yochanan from the halacha that we just learned. The halacha is kol hakelim yodim l'day tumasa v'machshava. Just machshava alone, deciding that this is already the keli I want is enough. Then oilim tumasa el b'shinim ma'isa. You have to do something. Just changing your mind is inadequate because ma'isa moitzim miday ma'isa. Ma'isa could break a ma'isa. Biad machshava. It could break a machshava. So we see that machshava can't break a machshava, and seemingly a dibur can't break a dibur. So says the Gemara, to say certainly that machshava can't break a maisa, that's understandable. Everybody would agree to that. Loy osa dibur, umavatal maisa. Ella, why can't one machshava break an original machshava? To which Rabbi Yochanan responds, as we just learned, Amalei Shana Machshava de Tuma. When we speak about Tuma, everything is different. Because Machshava de Tuma is Kimai Sadami, Kid Rapapa. Rapapa Ramiksiv Ki Yitain. The difference between the word, the way Torah uses the word Yitain, which means that it was deliberately made wet, versus Ki Yutan that got wet, Ha Keitzad. From here we learn kiyutan dumy de kiyetein ma'itan the nichle. If I made it wet, that's because I wanted it to get wet. Af yutin nami the nichle. That's what I wanted. Eisei Yochanan Shlokish. So Yochanan asks a question to Shlokish. The Mishnah Masechta Gittin, the Flamed Beis teaches us hashleach get leishtay. Somebody sends a get to his wife with a shliach. Vegiya b'shliach, and then he meets the shliach. Or sheshalach achrav shliach. He sends one shliach to meet up with that shliach. The get that I gave you should be nullified. I raise their bottle. That he's mevatel the shlichus. Isn't, so says the Gemara, to yufta, the Reish Lakish to yufta. Here we clearly see that a dibur can be mevatel a dibur. Vilchasa, says the Gemara, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, that a dibur is mevatel dibur, but filu b'kamaisa, even when somebody was mekadesh a woman, that the Kedushin should be chal in 30 days, she agreed she could retract before day 30. Even though an argument can be made that here it's not just Dibur, b'mevatel Dibur, he gave her Kesef Kedushin, and therefore that can be Maisa Dami, should be considered like a Maisa, a Filochi, still the Alochi is that also Dibur, b'mevatel Dibur. Says the Gemara, but Kasha Hilchasa, a Hilchasa. We have a stira in the way the halacha is paskin. Amrit, we said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, that dibur is mevatel dibur. Yet kaimelon, we also have a halacha, we also have a mesira that hilchasa k'Rav Nachman, that we follow Rav Nachman's opinion, which is contradictory to what Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is. The boilhu, a question was asked that if somebody sent a get to his wife, with a shliach, can he retract? Can you retract? Rav Nachman Amar Chayz Megarishba. You can use that get again. Vereshesus Amar Ein Chayz Megarishba. The retraction is valid. The Kaimelon and the Gemara Masechta Gittin Daf Lamed Beis tells us the Halachah of Nachman. Says the Gemara that isn't the question. Why? Nei debatim b'tar shliach. One can retract on the appointment of the shliach, but that isn't the subject of that Mishnah, that Gemara. What the subject there is, Mataris get loy butler. Is the get still a valid get? Could the get be used? And what Rav Nachman is saying is that even though you're able to retract on the appointment of the shliach, that doesn't disqualify the get for being able to be used again. And if the husband now decides that he does want to get divorced, he will be allowed to use that get to effect the divorce. We learned in our Mishnah that if somebody says to a woman, Harei atma kadeshesli after 30 days, and someone's Makadisha within those 30 days, the Loch is Makadeshus Lashani. Amarav, Makadeshus Lashani, Loilam. That second Kedushin becomes the valid Kedushin, and the first Kedushin is ignored. Shmulam Makadeshus Lashani, the Kedushin with the second person is only valid at Shloshim Yom, until day 30. Lach Shloshim Yom, but when day 30 comes, Paki Kedushin Shani, the second Kedushin expires, the Gamri Kedusha Rishon, and the first Kedushin kicks in. Says the Gemara, Yasser Rav Chisda, as Rav Chisda was saying over this halacha, the Kokashle, in trying to understand Shmuel's opinion, he asked, Kedusha Sheni B'mei Paki, how does the second Kedushin expire? Amle Rabbi Yosef, Mara Reisha Masimla. You learned the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel regarding the Reish of our Mishnah, where the first one wanted the Kedushin should be Chal on day 30, and then the second one was Mekadosh before, and now, Kashale, you have this question. If the second Kedushin that was made within the 30 days is a valid Kedushin, how does it expire? Rav Yehuda, a safer Masnalei. Rav Yehuda, however, learned this Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel regarding the Sefer, and therefore, like Hashalei, the question wouldn't be a question. What is the Sefer? The Sefer is Me'achshav L'achash L'ashem Yoyim, where somebody said to Yehuda, come Kedushas after 30 days, and someone else was Mekadosh within the 30 days. So the question is, since he said Me'achshav L'achash L'ashem Yoyim, so the Mishnah says we don't know how to completely view what happened here. And Rav Shmuel, Amar Rav, says the Gemara, Kedeshes Lein Kedeshes Loilim. The Gemara is going to explain that in a moment. The Shmuel Amar Kedeshes Lein Kedeshes. This status that the Mishnah gave to this kedushin of the second one is only at Shloshim Yoyim. However, La'achas Shloshim Yoyim, when day 30 comes, Paki Kedusha Sheni, the second kedushin expire. The Gamer Kedusha Rishon and the first kedushin kick in. Explains the Gemara. Rav is subtle because Rav is not quite clear how to understand when somebody makes this condition of me'achshav l'achash shloshim yoyim. They says, I'm going to make kaddish to you me'achshav, but only after 30 days. Itanahava, is he making a condition? And he says, I'm being me'kaddish you as of today, but he's giving himself an escape clause. As long as I don't change my mind within 30 days. Or did he mean, Chazarahav, he means, I want to marry you, but I want the Kedushin only to be Chal in day 30. And therefore, Rav isn't quite clear, and that's what he says, the Mishnah meant, M'kadeshes V'enim Kedeshes. I'm not quite clear if it's a Tanai, so then it means that the first Kedushin became valid. If the first Kedushin became valid, the second Kedushin doesn't count. Or do we look at it the other way around? Do we look at it as a Chazarah? And he only meant that the second Kedushin should be valid. And since he only meant that it should only be valid on day 30, so somebody who's Mekadoshar before, he's the one that's going to be the husband. But Shmuel, Pshitalei. Shmuel didn't have a question that's a Tanoi. He meant to make a clause. I'm being Mekadosh you from today if I don't change my mind before day 30. It says the Gemara, this machlokes Rav and Shmuel, but pluk the dani tanoi is connected to another machlokes, the Tanya. If somebody gives a get, so again, the question is, what is the status? Says the Gemara, get for any get. The Chama hold it's not quite clear. And Rebbe says, because that get, it's a perfect get. What is the machlokes? Everybody agrees that ain't get lachemisa. You can't give a get after, the get cannot be effective after the husband passes away. Now we're not sure. What did he mean? Did he mean that the get should be effective today? And therefore, or did he mean that the get should only be effective that after he dies? So therefore, Rav and in our Gemara, the Chachamim, aren't quite certain. Rebbe says he certainly meant to say that if I die, the get should be retroactively valid from today. And therefore, it's a perfect get. So says the Gemara, if that's the machlokes, so why don't they say it clearly? Why doesn't Rav say Alok Rabbot? The name is Shmuel Alok Rebbe. And as the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, Amoraim were expected to know what the Tanoim said. So if Rav is really passing like the Rabbanon, and Shmuel is really passing like Rebbe, so that's what they should have said. They shouldn't have introduced it as if this is their machlokes. Answer the Gemara Tzricha. Deal of a Rav Alok Rabbanon. Had Rav just said Alok Rabbanon, have a mina, we would say Hosan by get, the Lurchaiki Kasi, he's getting divorced. People don't want to get divorced. So he means to push off the divorce. If he means to push off the divorce and it'll only be Chal after he's dead, it's not good. Here, the purpose is to get married. People want to get married. Avaloch the Kroy Vasi, Ema, in such a case, that certainly he's Moidel Shmuel, that it's a Tanoa Hava, and the Kedushin is Chal from today. And then, if we only had Shmuel passing like Rebbe, Hava Mina, we could perhaps believe, who then get lachemisa? That's where Shmuel says that certainly he meant that the get should be from today, because he knows that the get can't be chal after he dies. He says there's no problem getting married after 30 days. So maybe, in that case, I'll say that he meant that the Kedushin should only be in day 30. And therefore, in the case of Kedushin, maybe Shmuel agrees with Rav Tzricha. So it turns out that our Gemara is saying that Rav is passing like Rabbanan, and Shmuel is passing like Rebbe, but it had to be articulated in by Kedushin, because we can't just rely on Masechta Gittin. So the question here is that if Rav Shlokish paskins, the Loy Osa Dibur, if everybody paskins, Loy Osa Dibur Mevatel Maisa, so the question is that how could Tshuva, as the Tzel Merov, be effective? A person did an Aveira, and then he decided to do Tshuva, but why should that not be considered Loy Osa Dibur Mevatel Maisa? So the Tzel Merov answers, he says, when somebody does, if somebody has a machshava toiva, we've learned in our Masechta more than once, the concept of machshava toiva b'tzar for lemaisa. That, so he says the definition of machshava toiva b'tzar for lemaisa is much deeper than we've always learned. He says machshava toiva b'tzar for lemaisa means HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers that machshava as if you did a maisa. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers that machshava as if you did a maisa, so now it's osa maisa, umavatl maisa, which we also learned in our shir, everybody agrees is effective.